much about the project, and they didn't take a deep dive, and they thought, oh, you know, more money coming into the city of Rensselaer, and they just went through the back door.
Hi, my name is Michael Rosario from Saugerties, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Color, COVID, and the coup. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Donald Trump's second impeachment was swift and decisive, just 1 week after he incited a violent white supremacist mob attack on the U.S. Capitol that left 5 dead, including a Capitol Police officer. Accounts of the insurrection from several elected congresswomen of color capture the chaos of the moment and the many dangers they faced.
I was one of 12 trapped in the House gallery. I heard the shot being fired. I saw the smoke from the tear gas having been deployed. And I watched one officer with no protective equipment face a raging mob just outside the chamber.
That's Norma Torres, Democratic representative from South Los Angeles, speaking at a House Rules Committee meeting this week.
I answered my phone to my son, Christopher. The call lasted 27 seconds. All I could say, sweetheart, I'm okay. I'm running for my life. And I hung up.
Also trapped in the upper house gallery was Washington Congressmember Pramila Jayapal. She said the insurrectionists were domestic terrorists, many armed and many associated with white national groups. Her statement went on, tear gas was being used and we had to get down on the ground for cover. Capitol Police barricaded the doors with furniture and had their guns drawn. New York Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known as AOC, said on a live stream the night before the impeachment vote,
I thought I was going to die. There were QAnon and white supremacist sympathizers and, frankly, white supremacist members of Congress in that extraction point who I know and who I had felt would disclose my location, who would create opportunities to allow me to be hurt, kidnapped.
Ayanna Pressley is the first African-American congresswoman from Massachusetts. She did go to a secure room for a time with people sheltering shoulder to shoulder. She tweeted on Tuesday, "The second I realized our safe room from the violent white supremacist mob included treasonous white supremacist anti-masker members of Congress who incited the mob in the first place, I exited." She went on, "furious that more of my colleagues are testing positive." Pressley's husband, who was with her at the Capitol, has since tested positive for COVID-19. Pramila Jayapal has also contracted COVID-19, likely in the same cramped multi-hour lockdown with unmasked Republicans during the siege. She continued in her statement only hours after President Trump incited a deadly assault on our Capitol, our country, and our democracy. Many Republicans still refuse to take the bare minimum COVID-19 precaution and simply wear a damn mask in a crowded room during a pandemic, creating a super spreader event on top of a domestic terrorist attack, she said. Her husband, who is not at the Capitol, has also tested positive. Congress's attending physician, Dr. Brian Monahan, said in an email 4 days after the attack about that secure room, quote, "The time in this room was several hours for some and briefer for others. Individuals may have been exposed to another occupant with coronavirus infection," he said. New Jersey Congressmember Bonnie Watson Coleman was also in a safe room and later tested positive. The 75-year-old African-American is a recent cancer survivor. She wrote an op-ed piece for The Washington Post, "I'm angry that after I spent months carefully isolating myself, a single chaotic day likely got me sick. I'm angry that the attack on the Capitol and my subsequent illness have the same cause, my Republican colleagues' inability to accept facts," she said. Her case highlights the potentially lethal risks that mask deniers selfishly pose on others around them. Detroit Congressmember Rashida Tlaib was not on the Capitol grounds during the assault, as she wasn't feeling great after receiving her first COVID-19 vaccination. She tweeted on Tuesday, as new security measures were implemented at the Capitol, quote, "Just had to go through a metal detector before entering the House floor. Some colleagues are frustrated, guess which ones, by this requirement. Now they know how high school students in my district feel. Suck it up, buttercups. Y'all brought this on yourselves," she tweeted. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has set fines of up to $10,000 for Congress members who refuse to pass through the metal detectors. People of color in the United States are more likely to die of gun violence. They're also more likely to contract COVID-19, and when they do, disproportionately suffer more serious consequences, including death. The violent white supremacist insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th put the ugly realities of racism and inequality in this country in stark relief. Taking these on remains the urgent challenge of our time. Trump's departure from the Oval Office is only the first step. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
listening to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM at WGXC Broadcasting, Acre Catskill in Hudson. That song that I was just playing was Bad Boys by Juice WRLD. Stay tuned for some great music and great discussion and more. We'll kick off the show after our local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union the latest foul-up in New York's vaccine distribution plan. New York's Office of Information Technology Services said January 14th that someone shared an unpublished link to schedule appointments for COVID-19 vaccinations at several state-run sites without authorization. That had New Yorkers signing up for vaccine appointments at sites that have not even been opened. Marcy Stevens, General Counsel for the Office of Information Technology Services, said, and I quote, "We are currently contacting everyone who used the unauthorized link to inform them of the situation," end quote. Stevens did not say who was responsible. To get a COVID-19 vaccination, call the state's vaccination hotline at 1-833-NYS-4-VAX. That's 1-833-697-4829, or go to the state health department's Am I Eligible website. The rollout of the vaccine locally has caused many problems from federal, state, and county officials who have increased eligibility while vaccine doses are scarce, open telephone hotlines that are forever busy, or where calls go unanswered, and presented chaotic information to the public about distribution. The Daily Freeman reports Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said January 14th that a lack of COVID-19 vaccine locally could mean Ulster County temporarily halts inoculations this week. Ryan said about their Kingston distribution location, and I quote, "Every time I walk out of there with a great sense of both optimism and hope, because we are putting hundreds of vaccines in folks' arms, I also walk out of there with great frustration, because that site has much greater capacity and it is not being used right now. That site could do up to 1,500 dosages a day, but we're well below that," end quote. Ulster County received 2,100 doses of vaccine last week and none so far this week. Ulster County reported 112 newly diagnosed cases of COVID on January 14th, and Dutchess had three more deaths for 43 in January. Plus, Dutchess County announced another 273 positive tests. On January 14th, both Greene and Columbia County reported at least 50 new coronavirus cases, the first time that has happened. There were 165 new cases in Rensselaer County, and Albany County reported 273 positive tests. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the details of now former Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley's resignation, which are now emerging. The five-term board member submitted his letter of resignation on January 8th, and the full board accepted that resignation Wednesday, January 13th. The board will now select an acting village president to serve until the post can be filled in the March 2022 elections. His departure comes after being absent for months. Village Vice President Joseph Kowalski said the decision to ask for Seeley's resignation was tough. Kowalski said, and I quote, "Being he was absent for so many meetings, we've had questions from the public asking him why he hasn't been attending. So we asked what his intentions were. And he said, if needed, he would send us a letter of resignation. We asked if he was going to miss more meetings, and he said he might, so we asked if he could tender his resignation, and he did so," end quote. Kowalski commended Seeley for his efforts. Board members all lauded Seeley's dedication over the years and said he would be missed. Seeley said in his resignation letter, and I quote, "It has been a great journey, and I believe I left the village better than I found it and in the very capable hands of the current village board and staff. Many years ago, we coined the phrase, welcome to the ever-improving village of Catskill, and I believe that still rings true today," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The New York State Board on Electric Generation sitting and the environment has granted the next level of approval to Hegate Energy Albany, the developer of a 40-megawatt commercial solar farm proposed for a 400-acre site between Routes 9W and 101 in the town of Coeymans in southern Albany County. The sitting board okayed a certificate of environmental compatibility and public need on January 7th. Once built, the project is expected to generate approximately 73,000 megawatt hours of energy annually. The project will generate up to $3.6 million in local property tax revenue over 30 years and create 140 construction jobs, according to the developer. Hegate filed its public involvement program plan for the project in 2017 and held its first informational open house in Coeymans in 2018. Coeymans Town Supervisor George McHugh welcomed the board's approval. McHugh said, and I quote, "I'm very happy that state sitting board approved the solar farm slated for Coeymans," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "This green energy project will result in greater tax revenue for the town, county, and school district," end quote. The project was not without opposition. Staff at the Department of Agriculture and Markets opposed the use of prime farmland for the project, but the sitting board unanimously approved the developer's certificate. Once completed, the Coeymans Solar Farm is projected to generate enough clean energy to power 8,000 average-size homes a year. And you can read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Azra Haqui is reporting for the Times Union. Nominations are now being accepted for the Jefferson Award for Public Service. The prizes have been given since 1972, honoring ordinary local people who do extraordinary things for others in the community. For the past 15 years, the Times Union, St. Peter's Health Partners, and WNYT have worked together to honor volunteers in the Capital Region. Past honorees have given countless hours to improve the lives of refugees, taught educators about LGBT, volunteered during disasters, advocated for Alzheimer's patients, organized trips for children of color to learn about their heritage, established an arts venue, helped with substance use disorders, supported people who have experienced sexual assault, created awareness of domestic assault, worked to improve their neighborhoods, and have helped veterans. Finalists are celebrated in the spring, and then one person is then selected to represent the region at the National Jefferson Awards Ceremony in Washington, D.C. in June. The deadline for nominations is February 23rd. Information is available at 518-454-5792, and you can read more in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 15th. 26 degrees in Hubble Corners, 32 degrees in Gayhead. That difference in temperature is going to be important tonight. More on that in a second. The day will be dry and clear with calm winds. Grab your sunglasses if you go out and maybe haul in some firewood if you're staying home, because overnight it gets nasty. Rain and or snow starts after 7 p.m. Riding both sides of the freezing point, down at sea level we'll see mostly rain with some mixed snow, leaving no accumulation by morning. On the mountains, that story changes and you could see a foot of snow by morning. Snow can easily descend the mountain if temperatures waver, so just be aware of that if you have to travel. Light rain continues through the day tomorrow as temperatures jump into the 40s for everyone, melting what fell, and refreezing overnight, making some crunchy snow for Sunday. It will be windy with a high of 42. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 4:24 a.m., low tide 10:46 a.m., high tide again 4:40 p.m., low tide again 11:23 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:33 p.m., Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see an incoming solar wind is expected to strike on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 295 kilometers per second at 1.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 12 days since the last sunspot. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Be safe out there, everybody.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. So today on the show, we have myself, Imani.
Big Daddy T-Rex 101, you know the vibes.
We got
DJ AJ, who wrote that song. I'm so sorry.
DJ Sean Money, you feel me?
Yeah, thank you. So today, also we have on Skype, we got Phoebs in the background.
Ooh, hold on. We also got Phoebe in the background.
Yo.
Hello.
Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the vaccine and, like, how we feel about it, like, whether or not we're going to take it, how our parents feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the views we expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth, and we may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parent Organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Period.
So how do you guys feel about the vaccine?
Personally, I'm a little bit scared because I have a needle phobia no matter what it is. So yeah. It takes a lot to get me a flu shot, let alone a vaccine that's never been tested. And my mom, when she found out that my dad was like thinking about letting me get it, she flipped out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she agrees with it. I personally don't care as long as I don't get a needle. That's it. I personally don't care. Sorry.
DJ Shamani?
I just don't like it. I don't like the feeling of it. Like I just don't like the concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vaccine. We don't even have a vaccine for like cancer? Or anything of the other sort?
It hasn't been tested, like really tested. They just had, like, needed a cure and they needed one fast because
but we have one of COVID.
Yeah. All right. Big Daddy T-Rex 101, how do you feel about the COVID vaccine?
Not really good about it. Yeah, not really good about it. I don't really like it.
Oh my god. That's our fault. We're not making a joke of the vaccine, guys.
This is his name.
It's just the name.
So, do you guys think, like, your parents would be okay with you getting it? Like, or, like, they would force you to, like, anything like that?
I don't think my parents would force me. Like, my dad, he, like, obviously wants me to be protected. He obviously wants the best for me. But then again, I got really bad asthma. So, if it does end up, like, making me sick, then he would, like, feel like crap.
Mm-hmm. DJ Shamani?
No, my mom wouldn't let me. I don't want to either.
Big Daddy T-Rex 101, how about you? Would your parents force you to get the vaccine?
Nah, not really. It's all up to me.
I feel like my mom wouldn't let me get it. Because, like, we don't get vaccines in my house because, like, we know that in order to get a vaccine is, like, a less deadlier version of the actual disease,
right,
or the actual bacteria.
Like, it can, it's supposed to trigger your immune system to work against something, mm-hmm, so that your body gets used to working against it and can recognize what's, like, happening.
Yeah, it sounds scary, but the thing is, like, you can't get the disease. Like, you can't get the disease from getting the vaccine.
Because your body's used to it.
No, because the disease is dead.
Well, true.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know if it is. I don't think it's completely dead.
No.
It's really, like, far gone.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a very lessened version of it, but it just gives your body a chance to learn how to fight it, basically.
So, do you guys know anyone that, like, has the vaccine?
No.
No. I don't think I do.
Not anyone around here. Not around me.
Yeah.
So this girl at my school, her mother got the vaccine for her job because she works in, like, a hospital or something. And everyone in the office has to get it.
Mm.
And it's, like, mandatory.
Yeah.
And she told me this story about her mom, and she was completely numb. Like, the first day, as soon as she got it, her arm was numb, like, where she got the shot. Mm. And then it, like, started going all the way down to her fingers. She woke up, and she couldn't even get out of her bed.
Oh.
She had to take off of work everything.
Well, that's,
like,
crazy.
Like, she couldn't get up. Like, she couldn't move, like, her whole body. She was...
My mom is also a nurse, and she hasn't gotten it. Like, they didn't make it mandatory, but she's thinking about, like, retiring because she doesn't think, like, her job is being safe and she wants to be around us.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is, I don't know anyone who's had the vaccine, but I do know, like, on the internet, the memes are kind of immaculate. People are like, oh, it's giving us superpowers. Mm-hmm. Wait till I get the vaccine, I'm gonna get superpowers. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like social media drags things. Like, they make it seem like everything is way worse than it actually is. Like, there's so many, like, stereotypes coming
trolls.
Up.
Right.
Like, literally.
I mean, when Gen Z doesn't know how to deal with something, we make a joke about it.
It'd be like that.
Just add sparkles to our depression.
So,
no cap.
Do you guys know anyone that has COVID or has had COVID?
No.
So,
Big Daddy T-Rex 101, do you know
what
anyone?
What about you?
Nah.
I know a couple people that had COVID.
Really?
So, someone on one of my teams had COVID, but, mm-hmm, like, it was, like, during the summer.
Oh.
And then, like, they came to school and they were fine. And she gave it to her best friend, and yeah, it was wild. I was like, no way. Yeah,
no,
you're
bugging.
Stay away from me. I don't know if you still got it. Nah, once you had it, I don't
you're
care.
A carrier.
Stay
no,
over
thank
there.
Thank you.
But yeah, and one of my mom's friends had it. She still has it, actually. She lives down the road from me. And so, yeah, she doesn't, like, go, like, around, like, her daughter, she doesn't go around people. But yeah, and a couple other people in my school had it. So
Carol,
like,
is just corroded.
Yeah, or something. Like, they're bugging. They're trying to, like, cancel basketball.
Y'all got it down bad.
There was like one case. No. There was like a teacher in the elementary school who had it, and then they shut down the schools. But like the thing is, what they're doing in school is if one person has it, everybody around that person who came in contact with them has to quarantine.
They're doing that. That's smart. Too.
So basically, there was teachers that were on quarantine for 2 weeks because one kid had it. And they had to get checked. Everyone has to get checked. You get your temperature checked before you go in the building. And this is just stuff I'm hearing from people who go to school, because I don't go to school anymore. Like, I can't take that risk.
Yeah.
My dad has heart problems.
Yeah, not my school is trying to, like, get people in our school to get the vaccine. Like, there's talking to the parents, talking to about their kids getting the vaccine. But, like, now they're doing, like, the two-dose shots. Like, like two and dose? Like yeah
they have to take it twice so like basically
so it's like, I don't know
what happened is they're like they have to get permission to test first, because that's what went home recently. Like, it's like this paper that we got, and it's like, do you give your child or your child's doctor or our nurse the permission to test for your child for COVID before giving the vaccine, or do you give the permission to have the vaccine? It was like this whole paper that went home.
It's like, it's like a vaccine, like, doesn't stop you from having COVID, like,
or spreading it.
Yeah, it's it doesn't stop you from spreading it.
You're not immune. You're not immune.
But yeah, and it doesn't give you COVID.
No.
But yeah, there, it's supposed to say, like, there's like data that says that
if you have
there are minimum side effects, but who knows these days? Because
I don't know. Maybe I could end up with superpowers.
What do you think is in the COVID vaccine?
COVID stuff. I don't know.
I heard like, I was hearing stuff like this. Like,
I would never put that.
Someone said
it's like rat DNA and all that stuff. Right.
I heard like there was like nanobots, so they could track us. Stuff like that.
There was like so much stigma around it because it's like
It's new.
It's new. It's never really been like, hey, this was something that's already happened to us before. We haven't lived through it before. Mm-hmm. So it's something new to us.
But there also was another thing. COVID is not new.
No.
It's really not.
Like a year old.
It's actually a lot more than a year old. If you look on the back of the bleach bottle.
Or like, what is it called? Air freshener?
Or a spray bottle. Your air freshener, yeah.
No, that thing that you... 99%
COVID-free Lysol, or something.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild.
We don't mean any harm to these brands, by the way.
But another thing is, would you let your child get the COVID vaccine?
No.
If you were a parent, no.
See, I'm not I'm not like anti-vaccination and all that. Like, flu shot, give my kid that. Everything that's gonna protect them, give that to them. But like, not until I see how this plays out. Like, until like people aren't dying from this. I don't even know if they are dying from this, but there's too much secret stuff. The government, I don't really trust too much.
That's why my mom doesn't, like, make us get the vaccines, any of them. We don't get vaccinated in my house.
Oh. Yeah, I don't either.
But, yeah.
But from what you said about, you say your friend?
Yeah.
Got your friend's mom got the vaccine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you said that her arm went numb and it spreaded?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, no, that's different. No, that's different.
That's special right there.
That's different.
Like, imagine giving your kid that and then something happened to them. You would feel like you made a bad...
I would feel like garbage.
You would feel like a horrible person. You're like, I'm sorry this is happening to you, but there's nothing you can do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah. Exactly. But right now we have a song by The Baby called Masterpiece.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to get into that.
Let's get into it.
Stop. Notice how I looked you in your eye.
Let's go.
Next time, get shot. If you really let me like a thot. If you really let me do what I say,
when you get that dope.
Let me dead in my eye.
Go.
Play it, I'ma set it on fire. My love, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. She still suck my when she mad at me. Let her make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your. For me, bust down Cartier, new masterpiece. My love, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. She still suck my when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your. For me, bust down Cartier, new masterpiece.
Let down the window, you see me.
Let it down.
We got AR, 4, 5, 9s.
in the two-tone Lamborghini. I walk in this by myself, still got on all this bling bling. I told Reach out the top on that Royal LeBron, this that thing thing. They just told me that somebody died, but it don't bother me, that's a G thing. No, it don't bother me, it's a G way. I don't know what went down at that Walmart. I don't know what happened on that freeway. Okay, there go that baby, he back now. Run that back, turn that on replay. Oh, he still got that with that bop in it. Oh, they thought that lil' went pop, didn't it? I'm one of them superstar rappers who actually pop, but who really gon' pop? I'm one of them.
We really don't pop.
Tryna send when you lil' up, take the clock with you.
And I got this little boo thing.
Soon as I went and got her a purse, put my Glock in it. Like, babe, you my bitch now. She know I don't mean no disrespect, I just talk different. My lil' bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. My lil' bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. Bust it down, call her a baby. Bust it down. Think I'm from Detroit. I come from that 704 Charlotte Mabin. And you can come play if you want. I'm a Leo cold like Detroit on the pavement. Who with baby just laughed at you? Quick beat it up, leave a slag or two. I've been on the jet to get a bag of Tesco. Probably need to go and do some therapy. Having moments I always feel lonely. Just walked in the meeting and I got it on me. They don't know that I got it on me. I done made a whole lot of millions while in the pandemic. And they even out here performing. Clown, better catch up, you ain't even mustard. Let the devil alone. New booty like a Barbie doll, shit out the package. Had to bust out the rapper. Nice, fell in love with a real one. Time to turn into a savage. You can play with me, I probably burn him on camera. Damn, a rapper killed the rapper. A big player, it don't matter what happened before. What really matters happen after. My lil' bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. My lil' bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them gon' slide on your for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece.
That was Masterpiece by the Baby. So I feel like his, like, I love his voice, like I love his style, but like I don't really listen to his music like that. I feel like his music is just a bop, like it's just like no one knows all the lyrics to his songs, but it's just like a calm vibe. Like,
it is a vibe. Honestly, it's a bop. I like his like flow, like the way he flows, because it's catchy. Like, once you find that song or that artist that really has like its own like their own brand, and they're just like da 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 da, and you like know their flow,
right?
It works better. Like, you can vibe to it. It's catchy. Nah. It's a good song. It's a masterpiece. Facts. Masterpiece is a masterpiece. Like, I'm not gonna say it's not.
It's to the point where every time I just think of the Baby, I just think of the song Bop. Like,
really?
Yeah, because he has a song named Bop, and that was I remember when it first came out. I was like, dang.
When I think of the Baby, I just think that one, the one song where he's like the mailman. I keep forgetting. Shug. I think of Shug.
Oh yeah, is that the name of it?
Yeah, I think it's Shug.
There's this song by Annalie and Blueface. I forgot what it's called, but I don't care. I love their intro. It's so funny.
Is it the donut shop?
Yeah.
Is it the donut shop?
Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah. I'm finna go put this in my Honda, shorty.
Or was it the one where he was like how much for the donut? The donut?
Yeah, something like
that.
Nah,
it's the one that he was like, holy moly? Yeah.
You got
him?
Yeah.
No, it's not that one. It's the one where he was like, she was like, why you take my $5?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, what, the donut shop?
Yeah, I better go put it in my Honda, shorty.
Yeah.
He was like, you that broke, you need it back?
That nigga had me dead. Why you take my $5 and put it in your pocket? And then he said, sorry, that would be another $5, because she wanted the manager.
All right. So now we're going to have our local news and weather.
Yeah, fam.
Let's get it.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes and Robert Gabin are reporting for the Times Union. Albany City officials are asking people to avoid the downtown area on January 17th and 20th in preparation for possible protests near the Capitol. During a news conference January 14th, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said there was currently no credible threat against the city. Authorities do not expect anything on a, and I quote, massive scale, end quote, she said. She went on to say, and I quote, "This is a city of protests. This is the state capitol. We are used to hosting protests, and we are prepared to be ready if protesters do come on Sunday or again on Wednesday," end quote. Right-wing activists have pushed for armed protest in every state capital and Washington, D.C., to protest President-elect Joseph Biden's election as well as his January 20th inauguration. Thomas Relford, the special agent in charge for the Albany Division of the FBI, said, and I quote, "At this point in time, the FBI has not received any specific threat to the New York or Vermont state capitol or other government buildings in our area," end quote. Relford said the office would still maintain a heightened posture between now and the inauguration. Sheehan asked those who disagree with any protesters to stay home and not show up for a counter-protest. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins said, and I quote, "The takeaway for the Albany community at this point is that we will likely have an increase in activity on Sunday as well as Wednesday. We're encouraging our residents and our visitors to avoid the downtown area on those days," end quote. Early Thursday, a banner promoting a white nationalist hate group appeared on Interstate 90 near the Londonville and Arbor Hill exit. It was removed the same day by law enforcement. Relford urged anyone with tips or information about suspected violence or criminal activity to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell announced the closure of the county building located at 560 Warren Street on Friday, January 15th, and I quote, "in an abundance of caution," end quote, due to a possible COVID-19 exposure. The building houses the offices of the Columbia County Clerk, Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Real Property Department. Murrell said in a statement, and I quote, "A thorough cleaning by facilities department staff will be conducted and staff has been directed to work from home accordingly," end quote. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A state-run mass vaccination site at the University at Albany opened at 8 a.m. Friday, January 15th. Only those who make an appointment in advance will be given a vaccine at the site, says Patrick Murphy, commissioner of the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. To get a COVID-19 vaccination, call the state's vaccination hotline at 1-833-NYS-4-VAX. That's 1-833-697-4829. Or go online to the state health department's MI Eligible website. Unlike the COVID-19 test site on campus, the vaccination site does not operate as a drive-through. Individuals exit their vehicles and receive their shots inside a nearby tent where they are asked to wait for a short observation period after receiving the shot. Murphy said the UAlbany site is currently administering the Pfizer biotech vaccine, but that may change as supply changes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, January 14th, signed a local emergency order temporarily capping service fees charged by third-party food delivery companies to no more than 15% of the cost of the food order. Third-party food delivery companies such as Grubhub and DoorDash offer apps for ordering food online, giving customers a convenient way to have food delivered. Molinaro noted the fee structure used by these companies can be as much as 30% for delivery, and their fees are cutting into restaurants' profits during a difficult time for the food service industry. The Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce opposes the order. Chamber President Frank Costello Jr. said, and I quote, "The government has no right interjecting in price capping a market without first addressing the real issue that could be better regulated and have a much better impact on the businesses that need relief," end quote. Chamber argues that individual restaurants should have the option of passing the service fee on to the customer. County Legislature Assistant Minority Leader Nick Page said, and I quote, "I applaud the county executive for enacting my caucus initiative to prioritize the survival of local restaurants in their times of crisis," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
So now we're going to play a song called POV by Ariana Grande.
It's like you got superpowers, turn my minutes into hours. You got more than 2020, babe. Made a glass the way you see through me. You know me better than I do. Can't seem to keep nothing from you. How you touch my soul from the outside. Permeate my ego and my pride. I wanna love me the way that you love. I wanna trust me, the way that you trust me, ooh, cause nobody ever loved me like you do. I'd love to see me from your point of view. I'm getting used to receiving, still getting good at not leaving. I'm in love with being not scared, learning to be grateful for myself. We've always been afraid of. I can feel it started to subside. Learn to believe in what is mine. I wanna love you the way that you love me. Ooh, for all of my pretty and all of my ugly too. I love to see me from your point of view. I wanna trust me,
trust me,
the way that you trust me. Couldn't believe it, see it for myself. I'm being patient, but now I'm only falling, falling, frozen, slowly falling. Got me right, I won't keep you waiting,
waiting.
My bag is waiting, baby. My eyes deceive me, won't let them stray too far.
Yeah, I don't like to go outside cause I can't stand the rain. I
walk outside with all this pride, cause I can't stand the pain. My eyes been open since I seen the things you really do. Act like you know it all, but if only you really knew. I'm not gonna lie, you caught me off guard, cause I was feeling you. So I started to move the way you move, and I was killing you. Used to break her spine for real, ride for real. Up your jungle gym, cause you gon' slide for real. I looked in their eyes before I signed a deal. With you, don't me, cause you could die for real. I think about the beans really try to spill. There was no respect, it was life or death, and we survived it still. You don't know how it feels, so I gotta keep it real. You better watch what you say, don't come out your face, cause you could get killed. Every day, cause they feel the way they feel. Really, it's feel. I think it's time I keep it real. I ain't got nothing to say. When I feel like I'm bugging, I pray. I gotta fuck the same. Got you. Fuck my name.
Rich ain't had no feelings, more money.
That's when I'm running the game. Play with my heart like that. I ain't think we would start like that. When I open my eyes, I can't. I be in the dark like that. I treated you good when nobody would. I played my part like that. Around, you gotta let me know so I don't get my heart attached. I know what you do before you do it. You ain't slick like that. I could do what you do to me to you, but I don't get like that. You did what you did for way too long, cause you ain't like that. I used to make you touch your toes and give you like that. These bullet holes close, you could get hit like that. I travel this road, I've been on my own, I'm taking trips like that. I puff a puff and I don't pass, I'm smoking spliffs like that. I know I'm still young, but I grew up fast, I ain't no kid like that. You be on some shit, you think slick. Hit from the back and then I dip, cause I can't trust me. How could you change on me? Gotta take it to the grave with me. I gave you a chance when I shouldn't have, so put the blame on me.
That was Blame On Me by J.I. So I feel like J.I. is a very good artist. Like, he's just, like, very underrated. Like, no one listens to him. And it's, like, it's sad because he's a good artist. All that talent going to waste.
Think
like,
so?
Yeah, mad people don't know who he is. Like, I'm pretty sure he made a song with Lil T.J. I can't remember what it was called. Mm. He, like, y'all don't understand. Like, he's actually, like, really well known. Y'all just don't know him.
Yeah, he was on a show.
I forgot what it was called. It was
he's well known,
show.
Just not to us.
Yeah, I'm,
but okay. Exactly. Like, just like I wish everyone just knew him.
Mm. So he's not well known.
Nah, he is.
So he is.
He is.
He's well known, but not well known to like everybody. Yeah, okay. Oh. He's a decent amount well known.
He's not as known as he should be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so he's just say he's like. Underrated. Just
yeah, yeah, like, underrated.
Like, y'all ever think like, wow, like, say like. Pick a random artist, it doesn't matter, but some people don't know them. Like, some people don't know who Lil T.J. is. Like, how do you
imagine not knowing who Lil T.J. is?
Like it's crazy, but yeah, it's whatever.
No, it would be fire if you could know one celebrity, who would it be?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Me too.
You're lying. Y'all lying.
No, I swear to God. I swear to God. Y'all, it was either yesterday. I swear to God. This. Okay. No, yes.
Long neck. Please don't.
No.
Oh, I forgot about
him. We asked this question on the show before. And I said, yes, I said Juice WRLD. And then, like, the other day,
I remember.
The other day, I was thinking, like, nah, I would actually want to meet this person, but I can't remember who it was.
Was it X?
No, it wasn't. I think it might have been Pop Smoke, just to like see what
Pop Smoke?
He really is. I do.
Nah, a lot of people.
And
like
what about Pop? It?
I don't know why. A lot of people like Pop Smoke for some reason. I don't know why.
Nah, I feel like you can't just like Pop Smoke. You gotta love his music.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I have like
y'all would think that it's just a deep voice. Like, nah.
That's why I think people.
He has a great melody. What did you say?
I thought it was because of the deep voice too.
No,
that's what I thought. That's what I was thought.
Okay. No, listen. Like I have so much. Like I have a. I like to say like I have a versatile music taste because like I could listen to K-pop, I listen to anime music, whatever. I'll listen to R&B, rap. The only music that I won't listen to is probably country music, and I don't know why. It just puts me off. Like no hate to people who like it. It's just me.
Nah, I couldn't listen to country music.
Wait, y'all don't like Pop Smoke?
No, I didn't. I like Pop Smoke.
I listen to his songs sometimes.
But I mean, like,
Pop Smoke is not a constant person I listen to. He's a constant person for me because he has, like, a good melody. Like, I love his melody.
No, I'm not going to cap. When I heard Pop Smoke sing, I was like, ooh.
Exactly. That's clean. Like,
Nah, because now, later in the show, we're going to play Pop Smoke.
Oh, my
later?
God.
Later? Come on now.
We got it. Y'all got to see what I'm talking about. Because maybe I'm just not in the mood right now.
For Pop Smoke? Poppy Smoke? Come on now.
Yeah. Bro, don't take my word.
I'm sorry. I had to take your word. One time for the one time. Yeah. Okay. So,
Shaw Money is sorry, Big Daddy T-Rex 101.
Yo.
Oh, my
God.
No funny. Nah, no funny. I think we may play Lil TJ. Move on.
So, all right. Yeah, we're going to get into that right now.
Let's get into
it. Tell me.
When I met you, I thought you were special. Something about you just couldn't forget you. Swear to God, I regret how you played me. Can't believe I was me and I let you. Bitch, you gon' miss all them nights when I sex you. Bitch, you gon' miss when I'm hard to get next to. Bitch, you gon' miss all them roses and petals. Where you gon' look when you ready to settle? Living my way, little shorty, I'm gone. This ain't gon' work, we ain't getting along. I can't sit right with you doing me wrong. I know it gon' hurt when you hear this song. Cause you been playing games. And I been feeling strange. And I don't want you to think. Going up and I'm a million city band, ain't got time to change it. I think I want me a Bentley, foreign car just to change the whip. They like TD, you different, I tell them I know I'm fucking gon' change it. Fuckers ain't playing no games with this. Car crews, I got lane assist. Hop in the store and start flaming. Got out them treasures, they dangerous, no. I was gonna ride for you and it would be too much just to lie to you. So I'ma just keep it a buck and got a luck. If you think me saying I'm going is a bluff, I'ma leave, sit down, sit and breathe. I need your bad energy apart from me. I know it's really unguarding me. Some told me you ain't small. Back when I met you, I thought you were special. Something about you just couldn't forget you. Swear to God, I regret how you played me. Can't believe I was me and I let you. Bitch, you gon' miss all them nights when I sex you. Bitch, you gon' miss when I'm hard to get next to. Bitch, you gon' miss all them roses and petals. Where you gon' look when you ready to settle? Never mind, wait, little shorty. I'm gone, this ain't gon' work, we ain't getting along. I can't sit right with you doing me wrong. I know it's gon' hurt when you hear this song. Cause you've been playing games, been feeling strange. And I don't want you to think I want to change. I want move on. Don't make me move on. Oh, move on. Don't make me move on.
Can't have no feelings, more money, more problems we got.
Let's go.
You can f*** around, get your head, but still trying to be something you're not. Boom. I got a place for you on a t-shirt and a date for you to see Pac. And when I walk in, I don't need to catch them. My leader gon' follow me out.
Let's go.
When I walk in, I don't need to touch them. When I leader gon' follow me out. Watch this. Talking about, I just created a lane and took over the game and they started me out. I just got 300K for a show during COVID-19. I'm still hot in the drought. I'm on fire. Okay, turn up. They tell you I ain't keep it real. Just know that they lied. What she gonna do? My shit is like it's real. I got this stick, we gonna see who gonna live. How big is it? My shit MTV crib. See, I feel a feature, but my dang shit better save up. I ain't giving no deals. I had to say two times for all the broke boys in the back that like they ain't him. I put this bitch on the map, went and got all them platinum plaques, brought them back to the city. She got a thing for me, she wanna pull out my go baby and give it a hickey. Ain't been on the stage in a minute, but still on TV every day. Should've went Disney.
Rich
can't have no feelings, more money, more problems we got.
Go!
You can around, get your head, but still trying to be something you're not. I got a place for you on a t-shirt and a date for you to see Pop. When I walk in, I don't even touch them. My leader gon' follow me out.
Woo!
Rich can't have no feelings, more money, more problems we got.
Come on.
You can around, get your head, but still trying to be something you're not. I got a place for you on a t-shirt. Shirt and a date for you to see Pac. When I walk in, I don't need to touch them. When I leave, gon' follow me out.
It's up and it's stuck when you try me. I got a dub for the body. I be surrounded with steppers. Whole 100,000 for the necklace. Nothing but
All of the blogs get messy. I'm passing right now if you test me. I'm laying them down, get a stretch. I was the one out the gate who told you that you gotta stay down for your blessing. I was the one took the trip to LA to go pick up the pounds, they was heavy. Sitting on 15 M's, I'm rich. I own my house and all 10 of my cars. Tell hate, get the my dick. I don't wanna hear hate. Fuck my dick. Turn my dick off and go play one of them other who ain't really on that. Who got a little money and they bring their brother with them. From the city and can't even go back. Got stepped on and throw mat. Bro, they made throwback Thursday, I was dead. Go check the throwbacks. It's baby. Rich can't have no feelings, more money, more problems we got. You can f*** around, get your head, but still trying to be something you're not. I got a place that you on a t-shirt and a date for you to see Pac. And when I walk in, I don't even touch them. My leader gon' follow
come
me
on,
out.
Come on,
rich can't have no feelings, more money, more problems we got. You can f***